Hi, this is Sid Lieberman, and today's track is from The Old Man and Other Stories, the first album I ever recorded. Learn more at my website, sidlieberman.com.
Let me tell you a story about my boy. My story is called Zachary. And that's him running away. The story goes like this. The Via Hafta, it's a prayer, says that you should teach your children diligently, and that's nice and that's good. But the Talmud says that it's easier to have them than to teach them. And that's true. They seem to come into the world with their own personalities and go their own way. It's like trying to stop a river with your fingers. Good luck. Take my boy. It's a perfect example. He was born at home. His cries woke his older sister up. He's 7 years old. She says to me, you know, Dad, he's still bugging me. She said, you know, I think he's the annoyer and I'm the annoyee. My wife, she says he fed like a barracuda. Now you say to him, you want dessert? He says, sure. I give him a scoop of ice cream. He says, how about two? I say, no. He says, how about two and two cookies? I say, no. He says, how about two and four cookies? You know, he's got his grandfather's genes in him. His grandfather was a car salesman, had a philosophy of selling one line long. Down you can always come. With Zachary, it's just backwards. It's up you can always go. And it's not only about food, it's about everything. Once I let go a swear word at the dinner table, the kids went, ooh. I said, all right, we'll make a game of it. Everybody gets one swear word. My wife said hers. My daughter couldn't bring herself to say it. She had to write it on a piece of paper. Came Zachary's turn. He leaned back in his chair with a big smile. He began to swear a blue streak. And I couldn't believe the words he knew. I put my hand over his mouth to shut him up. I found out he swore at another dinner. My daughter leaned over the table and she said, Dad, Zach sits with the bad boys in the back of the bus and they spell swears. I said, what is that, Zach? He leaned back in his chair with a smile. He said, ASS. That's my boy, pushing it as far as it'll go. Once my daughter was sick. Well, that means you stay home and you watch the VCR, right, the movies. Well, he wanted to stay home. I don't know what the Torah or the Talmud says about bribing your kids. I don't want to know. I began bribing him on Monday. By Friday, I was desperate, and then I remembered hot lunch. See, my wife likes him to eat well. She packs him a nice sandwich, vegetables, fruit. We don't ask if they trade at school. We don't want to know that either. But every once in a while, you know, we're busy. She gives him a dollar, she kicks him out the door, and they eat what the school serves. They like that. So I said to him, Zach, if you go to school today, how about hot lunch? He looked around to see if the high priestess of food was in the area. And when he saw that she wasn't, he said, they've got something better than hot lunch, Dad. Yeah. I said, what? He said, they call it a la carte. I said, what's that? He said, you can get anything you want. Last time I got spaghetti, chips, and a dessert, and they gave me change. At 7 years old, he found Nirvana. We want him to eat well. Look what he's eating, spaghetti, chips, and a dessert. And he pocketed the change. Who taught him that? I didn't teach him that. And who taught him to work so hard? He sticks his tongue out and goes at things. Once he disappeared in the basement, he knocked all this wood together, all my scraps. It was this big. He took a stapler I had thrown out, nailed it to the wood, pulled the spring out. It was wobbling in the air. He picked up the contraption and brought it upstairs. I said, Zach, what is this? He said, it's my collage. So I should have known what was going to happen with breakdancing. He came home, and innocently enough, he showed me two steps. He said, can you buy me Michael Jackson's Thriller? I said, sure. I bought him the album. The next thing I know, he taped it. He's up in his room day and night playing the music. Now picture this. Me, an ex-athlete, trying to teach him how to catch. I throw him the ball, and what's he doing? Breakdancing. He forgot we're playing catch. The ball's bouncing down the street. I said, I have to beat this. I bought a baseball mitt, his first mitt. I went running into the house. I said, Zach, come on down. Look what I got for you. He said, I'll be right down. The music went on. Michael Jackson came down the steps. He had spent all of his money on black parachute pants, the shiny kind with the zippers. He was wearing a red coat. He had green ropes tied around his arms. His hair was slicked back with water. He had on sunglasses. One side, paper clips hanging down. On the other side, Michael Jackson keychains. He came breakdancing down the steps. God should take pity on papas at moments like that. I don't know what'll happen. The river keeps flowing. I keep pushing it and hoping it'll go the way I want. But I've seen his changing table turn into a desk filled with Muppets and Smurfs. And now with compasses and clocks, his walls filled with posters from teddy bears now to the Grand Canyon and rocket ships. I don't know what'll happen. When he was little, I used to take him to the synagogue on Saturday mornings. I used to like the way the prayer shawl would drag on the floor when he walked. I was once asked to come up to the ark to open the curtain. It's a holy moment. Zach started up with me. I thought, no, maybe he shouldn't. So I said no, but the rabbi said, yeah, let him go. I'm glad he said that. You see, he told me later that a child should be allowed to climb in the ark if he wants to. No, Zach didn't climb in the ark. But as we prayed, he rocked back and forth. I don't know what'll happen. Maybe he'll break dance before God the way David danced before the ark. All I know is that I hope and I wish and I pray that life keeps serving him a la carte.
I hope you enjoyed listening. This story is distributed under a Creative Commons license, which requires attribution for all reproduction and prohibits commercial use. Find out more about me at my website, sidlieberman.com. That's SYDLIEBERMAN.com.